Monday, as we've been hearing, marks the start of moving back to some normality. Organised outdoor gatherings of up to 15 people, the reopening of personal services, increased numbers at funerals and inter-county travel will all be allowed. Cian McCormack sent us this report now from County Westmeath, where locals are looking forward to next week.
Well, I'm really looking forward to going to the hairdressers to get a bit of pampering.
As Athlone was waking up this morning, Bernadette McCall was walking to work.
Please God, we are seeing light at the end of the tunnel. However, we still have to abide by the rules.
Under the clear blue sky, and as mostly white construction vans passed by, her mood was cheerful.
Everyone will feel a lot better, you know, just to be able to get out and feel like you're back in the world again. You know, it's like we've been in jail for the last over a year, like, you know.
Others who stopped to chat on Athlone's Church Street later in the morning were optimistic too.
Yeah, it's great just to get back to some normality. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Who isn't really?
Happy days. Just being able to go out and meet friends and go get the hair done. Just things getting better. Hopefully it'll keep getting better.
Church Street was quiet today, and it has been for months. Alan Shaw, the president of the local Chamber of Commerce.
There's certainly a growing sense of optimism, you know, building anticipation around the reopening next week, albeit a partial reopening for the non-essential retail. If you take our main streets here, Church Street, Main Street, Connacht Street, these main thoroughfares have been stymied. It's been very quiet. The doors have been closed. All our retailers have been behind the scenes trying to hold on to what they have of their business. Over the past 12 to 14 months, it has really challenged the business community. People are ready now to get back open again and get back on their feet.
Rosie Bowles, the owner of Burgess Department Store.
From Monday, we have the appointment book open, particularly for lingerie and for school uniform.
And after that, it's click and collect, is it?
After that, click and collect, but Monday week is the real opening, yeah.
Athlone is home to Viking Tours, which brings tourists up and down the River Shannon to Clonmacnoise. Its owner is Michael MacDonald, or Viking Mike as he's known locally, and he says he'll wait beyond Monday to start back up.
My season was due to start on the 27th of March for Easter, but similar to last year, obviously that didn't happen.
How are you looking forward to May 10th? You could potentially open on Monday. You've decided not to. Why?
I've decided not to because the hotels in town aren't open and there really isn't too many people around at this stage. We have to be optimistic at this stage, Cian, because like last year was an absolute disaster. I only got sailing for 2 months last year. Hopefully this year we're going to get about 4 months out of the season. But I am optimistic from Monday on we're going to see, you know, people are in better spirits.
In the centre of the town is St Mary's Church. Parish Administrator Father Declan Shannon says Monday will reconnect parishioners.
For a lot of them, they'll sit in the very same seats on the very same days and they'll look out for each other. The other bit then is in terms of funerals. And that probably has been the most difficult part of all this. But I think 50 is a fair number that they have the support of the crowd, but yet not overwhelmed by the crowd. So we really welcome that from 25 to 50 affords families that opportunity to have that kind of support.
About 5 minutes away by car on the outskirts of the town is Barber Bob's. Its owner, Robbie Connaughton, is preparing his equipment for Monday. He's booked out and never wants to be out of work again.
Oh, look, we're just so excited to get back open. I mean, we're, you know, bookings only.
Are you booked out?
We are at 90% capacity now for the first week.
Would you take someone, maybe a woman, if she couldn't get a booking at her salon?
No, I don't know about that. It's a completely different kettle of fish, do you know what I mean? And that's why it's designated barbershops and designated hairdressers.
Finally, you're reopening. How challenging has it been over the last number of months?
So it's been very challenging, you know, from a mental health aspect, because you go from running a business and dealing with staff and dealing with customers to doing absolutely nothing, to being essentially unemployed. And it's something I never want to adapt to again.
And that was Athlone barber Robbie Connaughton ending that report by Cian McCormack.